This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Getting into the vegetable gardening season in Kansas, we'll talk of one vegetable. It probably deserves more attention than it routinely gets from our growers, and that is rhubarb. To talk about establishing a rhubarb planting with us now is K-State horticulturist Ward Upham. This is one of the earliest things that would go into the home vegetable garden, right, Ward?
That's right, and it is a perennial like asparagus, so it's one of the only two vegetable crops that's commonly grown in Kansas that is a perennial. And so because of that, it needs to be placed in a position or a place in the garden where it's out of the way. So usually the back of the bed or right next to the asparagus, something like that where you're not going to have to work around it when you till the garden.
And what we'll talk of today is offered in the spirit of this being a perennial plant. So you're looking for longevity in this planting. And talk about the nature of the plant itself and how it's presented in the garden.
So these originally came from Northern Asia, probably Siberia is what they're thinking. And it's adapted to cold winters and dry summers. So Kansas usually is a pretty good place in order to grow rhubarb. A lot of people have no problem at all, grows like a weed, and other people really struggle with it. And it seems like the one weakness of this plant is that it can't stand wet feet. In other words, if it's in a little bit of a depression and water stands around it, it's going to get crown rot and it's going to die. So what we want to do is make sure it's planted on a bit of a mound to make sure it drains well.
And if that's the case, soil type would come into play here as well, would it not?
It sure would. But adding organic matter can help a lot. And also watch the pH. It likes a pH 7 or below, anything above, and it's still going to live, but it's going to be a little bit of a stress on it.
Well, about what time should one, and stressing the word should one, plant rhubarb in the garden?
So normally we're looking at mid-March to early April. Now, with this year, with the cold and with all the moisture, we may be looking at the latter part of that period. And if we have to go a little bit later than that, don't worry about it. They'll still do fine. But that's normally what we aim for. And then just make sure that you do a good job of planting. What a lot of people do when they put this in is put in, oh, maybe 5 to 10 pounds of well-aged manure or bag manure with each plant and mix that in well. That will get that plant off to a good start. It's also going to kind of fluff up that soil so you don't get into the problem of standing water.
And will that provide enough nutrient for the growing season then, by and large?
Yeah, for that first season, it certainly will. And so you don't have to do any further fertilizing for that first season. And so now the next season you will, but let's talk about establishment a little bit more. So that first season, you're not going to harvest at all. You just want that plant to build up its strength so that it's going to be a productive plant over a number of years. Usually, you're going to divide that every 5 to 10 years. So once it's set, you're going to be fine. The other thing is when you're planting this, you're going to start with a crown. You don't start from seed. You start with a crown, and you're looking for crowns that have like 1 or 2 buds. And how deep you put that crown is important. It goes relatively shallow. You want those buds maybe 1/2 to 1 inch below the surface of the soil.
That is quite shallow.
That is really shallow. It's a lot like peonies. You get them too deep and they don't flower. And so with rhubarb, just watch that planting depth. Put them about 2 to 3 feet apart in a row. And then rows, you can put whatever you want. Most people put them 4 to 5 feet apart just so you can get in between the rows to do whatever you need to do between the rows. And so you can put a number of plants in a relatively small area.
Do these require wind protection or stability of any kind here?
They're pretty tough. They would like to be out of the wind if you can do it. And so what some people will do is put the asparagus on the windward side to protect the rhubarb. And that seems to work pretty well.
You have some information on rhubarb varieties. Now, is there quite an assortment out there, Ward?
There's not a tremendous amount of varieties, but ones that we know do well are Canada Red, Crimson Red, McDonald, and Valentine. Now, there may be others that do well, but they haven't been tested. And so those are ones that we know are going to do well.
Very well. Those are the basics to establishing a garden rhubarb bed. Ward, much obliged for the input, as always.
You bet.
K-State horticulturist Ward Upham, our guest on Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.